For the last 7 years, Boko Haram have been waging war, and they have gone into villages and they have caused mayhem. People have ran, they've fled their homes. At one stage, you know, there was over 2 million people who were displaced because of this. The population of Borno State Capital, where most of the disruption has been, the capital state had 1 million people. It now has 2 million people. Most of them have gone into the homes and into the host community, but there are large camps of people who are fleeing from all over Borno State.
The UN Humanitarian Affairs Office there is saying that Nigeria is facing the worst humanitarian crisis as a result. Maybe you can give us an idea of the extent of that crisis.
Northeast Nigeria is mainly agricultural, and for the last 3 years, people have not been able to return home to plant the land. It's a mixture of unexploded devices, of landmines, and the fear that Boko Haram will also come. So there's a huge food shortage in northeast Nigeria. There are 15 million people affected by the crisis. There are 7 million people in need of humanitarian aid. And there are 4.4 million people food insecure, which means they don't have access to food on their table every day. In the four affected states, there are 400,000 children facing severe acute malnourishment, and they're under five. I was up in Groza a couple of weeks ago, and we saw a baby, a six-month-old baby, die. The baby weighed 5 kilos, which is about 12 pounds. And for a six-month-old baby, that was grossly malnourished.
Can I just ask you, situations like that, how does that impact on the work that you do?
It's extremely upsetting. It's distressing, and more so for the young mother who's only 15, which is a problem in itself. I think it drives me. To be honest with you, it makes my work, I wouldn't say more meaningful, but it certainly drives me as a person to want to get this out on an international stage, because Nigeria is a forgotten crisis. It's as big as anything on the African continent. It's not getting the attention it needs because Nigeria is considered an oil-rich country, but it's going through a severe recession at this stage, and the government it's beyond their capacity to be able to cope with what's happening because of the sheer numbers of people involved.
And in terms of doing something now and getting the story out, what are the main needs there, and is any humanitarian aid able to get through?
There is aid getting in. There's 27 local government areas in Borno State. That's a third of them are inaccessible. But for those that we are getting into, we are getting aid. But, you know, besides insecurity, there's $484 million required. That's less than 37% funded, and we're 10 months into the year. All of that for the humanitarian response is life-saving. So if we can't respond, people are going to die.
Orla, thank you very much for speaking to United Nations Radio. Is there anything else you think our listeners should know?
The needs are huge. There's health needs, there's protection of civilian needs, there's education needs. People are traumatized. There's villages that there's nothing left. If we can't get money to get people into jobs, to get security for their family, we're creating issues further down the road in the short and medium term. Boko Haram came about, a lot of it, because it's not an ideology. It's about, you know, young men who have nothing, no hope for the future, no work, nothing to focus on. And somebody hands them a gun and machinery, and they go off and cause this mayhem. And you need peace. This has got to stop. People need to be able to live in peace and recover and be able to rear their families in safety